Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's a day my fall. Yes, shall be feelings refreshing. For them upon us, O Lord, shower some blessings. Shower some blessings, we plead. Message round us all are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that today they might fall. There shall be seasons refreshing for them upon us, O Lord. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings with plenty. Message round us all are falling. Thus, Father, showers we plead. Heavenly Father, let there be a shower of blessings upon every one of us today in the name of Jesus Christ. On this, the third heaven, O God, and pour your spirit upon us, your power, your anointing, your grace, your mercy, your favor. Let there be a supernatural divine visitation from on high. God, do something new in our lives today. Speak to us your word. And we receive your word that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bound Satan and his demons and all the powers of darkness. We keep them far away from this arena. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, let it be you now. Pour down your blessings upon everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. His blood away for me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was dying, but now I see. Hallelujah, his blood away for me. Was once lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Jesus loves me, because I know, for the Bible tells me so. It was to he belongs. They are weak, but they strong. Hallelujah. His blood is for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood is for me. I was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Jesus loves me, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, so he belongs, they are weak for me, son. Hallelujah, his love is for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. Blind, but now I see. My Jesus, I love you. I know that my of thee are in fully. My Savior, I desire. My blessed Redeemer, my Savior, and if ever, oh, if ever, Jesus, it is now. Hallelujah. His blood is for me. I was once loved, but now I'm found. I was dying, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood is for me. I was once loved, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood submit for you. Yeah, one love was not found, your time was now seen. Happy New Year to everyone all over the world. Happy New Year to all our friends and partners and where we chat all over the world. Happy New Year, prosperous year, blessed year, victorious year, year of grace and mercy, anointing. Year of victory, year of success, year of prosperity, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebusaya, Abrandaya. I want you to give this year a name, a very good name. Yesterday I shared with you, I said, Adam named all the animals, and then he would name Eve, woman. He called Eve, woman. And everything he said was what it became. And then we said yesterday that death and life are in the power of your tongue. We are made in the image and in the likeness of God. You know, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. We say it and it happens. We say it and it is so. And then we shared yesterday too that we were made like God, and so we decree a thing and it is established. I want you to name this year, give it a name, and I want you to believe in that name. See, according to your faith be it unto you. We said that yesterday too, over and over again. According to your faith, be it unto you. As you believe, so shall it be. As you want it, so shall it be. And it has always been like that. Somebody woke up and said, I will never be poor, and I will never be sick. And it is so for him. He doesn't drink medication. He doesn't take medicine. He doesn't. The person is just living by faith. And he's just flowing by faith, and the devil has nothing to do with him. You know, faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Faith is the victory that overcomes every problem, every issue of life. So we need to have faith as a mustard seed. Then you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou casted into the sea. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. And that is the reason God led in my heart to teach on faith this year, to prepare you for what is happening, what is going on, so that you will not be taken unaware. You can always overcome every situation. And today we're going to be talking about faith, and other men of God and women of God are going to come in too. They're going to be sharing as the Holy Spirit will lead them. And I want you to take your pen and paper and begin to jot down things. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The scripture says that to everyone has been given a measure of faith. When you were born, you were given a measure of faith. In fact, you were born with faith into this world. But that faith is not enough to carry you through. And so the disciples were asking Jesus, say, Lord, increase our faith. The disciples were asking Jesus Christ, Lord, increase our faith. The truth is that your faith cannot be improved until you start hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. As you listen to the word of God, your faith is arising. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will save you. I make you whole. rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole. Let faith arise in your soul. When faith arises in your soul, then you are able to conquer. You are able to be victorious. You are able to triumph over every situation. Today is the first day of the year. We need to lay a good foundation. What can the righteous do if the foundation is not well laid? You can't do anything again if the foundation is not well laid. The foundation of the Word of God, the foundation of your faith, faith foundation. When you lay a foundation, then you can build on top. But if you didn't lay a foundation, then you can't be on top. Faith is the foundation you must build for a victorious and a triumphant, a glorious 2022. And so you must begin by naming this year. You want to name it your year of victory, your year of success, your year of favor, your year of grace, your year of mercy, whatever you call it. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. We shall decree a thing and it shall be established. When you decree it by the word of God, God watches over his word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. God watches over his word to bring it to physical manifestation. God watches over his word to make it work. God watches over the words we speak. Also, when you speak negative words, the devil takes them and uses them. The devil takes the negative words you speak and then bring them to pass in your life. God will take the positive words that you speak and bring them to pass. So when you call this year a year of blessing, the angels of God heard you and they took your word and they took it to God and they said, God, listen. This your son, this your daughter, has spoken a word of faith. What did he speak? He said, 2022 is my year of abundance and plenty and overflow. God will sign it for you and it will be so according to your faith, according to how you have said it. God watches over his word to bring it to physical manifestation. The just shall live by faith. That's our topic today. The just shall live by faith. Who are the just? The just are the righteous, the Christians, the believers. The born again, the true ones who are serving God in spirit and in truth. The just, the Christian, the believer, shall live by faith. By faith in the word of God. By faith in God. Of course, Jesus said, have faith in God. So the believer, the righteous, the Christian is to live by faith. That's what that statement means. The just shall live by faith. And that statement is mentioned in the scriptures five times. That statement is mentioned in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, and so on and so forth. So I began to wonder, the just shall live by faith. It's been mentioned over and over and over and over again. Why would the just live by faith? God wants it so. God wants us to depend on him. God wants us to rely on him. God wants us to look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. God wants us to believe in him, to trust in him. God wants us to have confidence in him. In him we live. In him we have our being. Now, this is the dollar bill. This is the dollar bill, the dollar we use over here in the United States, though some other countries may not be using the dollar that we are using here, but it is global. The U.S. dollar is global. Now, on this dollar, the rule, in God we trust. This is the dollar bill. If you read this properly, at the bottom here, in God we trust. The people who wrote this were Christians. Of course, George Washington, the first president of the United States, was a born-again Christian. And in God we trust. Several of the presidents have been Christians. Over here, the presidents, more of them are Christians. More of them are Christians. So that's what it is. But other nations may not be like that. Now, in God we trust, the people who wrote it there, they meant what they wrote. And it is true what they wrote. In God we trust. Who else will you trust? If it is not the Almighty God who created you, created heaven and earth, who else will you trust? We want to trust the money. Money will save you. You can have so much money and your problem is not solved. With God, all things are possible. That's Luke 1:37. That's the scriptures. With God, with him, all things are possible, which means you can have all this money and nothing is happening. I remember one time we were called to come and pray for a man who was dying. I think he had already died. And we were about three pastors around. So they called us to come and pray for the man, I think to wake him up from dead or just for him to come alive or something like that. So we were praying over his dead body. So they told us that this man is the richest man in this community, in the whole of that state. He's the richest man. He has so much wealth and riches and everything and houses. And they wish he didn't die this early because he's not old yet. He's not even 50 years. He's still young. He should come back to life. So I said, but as rich as he is, why don't he use his money to buy life to live again? Use your money to buy life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. Jesus is the author of life. No Jesus, no life. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. You don't have Christ. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Now you can buy life. all these millions of dollars, you can't buy life. It's gone. And that's it. No Jesus, no life. If you don't have Christ, you don't have life. You know? So we prayed and prayed and prayed. He didn't come back to life. It's not our fault. And there was nothing we're going to be able to do. That's it. It's done. You know, so when you say, in God we trust, in God we confide, in God we believe, in God we hope on, we look unto God, we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, because all these things people are trusting are not going to help. The other day, we went to the hospital to see somebody, and while we were there, someone was reported dying. The person is dying. And there were 8 doctors, medical doctors, with all their clothes and everything. They surrounded the person dying, and they were trying to help. I don't blame them. All the medical knowledge they have was put to test. They tried and tried all the injections, all the drugs, all the drips, everything, surgery, everything was done. But the person still died. So it's not in their power to give life to that person to live. That's it, it's done. Now, whom do you really want to trust? Who do you really want to believe in? Jesus said, have faith in God. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Have faith in God. You want to have faith in something else? They said the coronavirus, people should put on, they should put on masks. That was how it all began. And then everybody put mask. See, yes, people were still dying. Where is the mask? I mean, it's everywhere. everybody must put on mask. So everybody put on mask. See, yes, people still die. Then they came again. They said everybody must take the vaccine. So everybody is running down to take the vaccine. Everybody is taking vaccine left and right, front and back. Everybody taking vaccine. So everybody took vaccine. See, yes, people still die of the coronavirus. Even the boosters and all the Delta variants, everything, you know. So where do we go from here? Have faith in God. That's what it's all about. Your faith shall see you through. When the centurion came to Jesus, he said, my servant is sick at home. Master Jesus, I know who you are. Don't bother to come to my house. Only speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. And the centurion won the heart of Jesus. Jesus was happy. Jesus became happy. Oh, there's someone who has said like this, Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Someone has said like this, great faith. Jesus called it great faith. So there are categories of faith. There are various levels of faith. There's the mustard seed faith. If you can have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be done. Then great faith, then there is little faith, and so on and so forth. So Jesus praised this man in Matthew chapter 8. He said, so great faith. This man is able to believe that if I speak my word, your servant shall be healed. And then Jesus said, as you have believed, so shall it be. Since you believe it like that, it's got to be so. That's it. When the centurion got home, the servant was healed the same hour he was talking with Jesus, which confirmed that the spoken word is as powerful as the written word. The written word is the Logos. The Logos is the written word of God. The written word of God is the Logos. The spoken word of God is the Rhema. Now, when you take this Logos and you speak it, it becomes Rhema. Rhema is the revealed word, the spoken word that goes forth. You say the word is a two-edged sword and it cuts the devil left and right. It cuts, it's a two-edged sword. Like a two-edged sword is a hammer. So when you release the word, you have released the sword of the Spirit, which is two-edged sword that cuts. And that was why in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was being tempted by Satan, Jesus pulled the word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, he shuts the devil. Come with the word of God. The word of God is the offensive weapon of the believer. The word of God is the weapon you use to conquer. They overcame the devil by the word of testimony and by the blood of the Lamb of God. That's the book of Revelation. They overcame Satan. They overcame the demons, the believers, the Christians, the people of God. They overcame the devil, the demons, the witches, the wizards, the powers of darkness. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of God. So the offensive weapon we have is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, it describes the word of God as the sword of the Spirit with which you cut Satan, cut sickness, cut disease, cut the enemy, cut poverty, cut hardship, cut the two-edged sword is the word of God. It is the offensive weapon of the believer. And so Satan came with another temptation, jumped down from the pinnacle, bow down and worship me, and I will give you the whole world. Satan was talking. And in time, Jesus pulled the word of God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. He released another shot, and he hit the devil once again. And the devil ran away and came back again a third time. You know, he's a stubborn devil. He's a stubborn devil. Jesus gave him two shots. The first one, Satan said, turn this stone to bread. No? So Satan had to tell Jesus Christ what to do. Don't let Satan tell you what to do. He shouldn't tell you what to do. You know, God should tell you what to do. The Holy Spirit, Jesus should tell you what to do. Don't let Satan tell you what to do. No. Satan said, Jesus, you have power. You are the Son of God. Turn this stone to bread. Jesus knew where he was coming from. You are trying to give me order. You, Satan, you are trying to tell me what to do. You are trying to give me order. Now, take it from me. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God's giver release the bullet, pull the trigger, and he hit the devil, hit him, and the devil ran away. The word of God is power. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is power. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is power. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is power. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is victory. Are you standing on the word of God in 2022? Because that is what is going to give you the victory. The devil tells you you are sick. The devil tells you everything is bad. Things are not working. Everything is crumbling. You take the word of God and send it back. Say, it is written, my God shall supply all my need. My God is my healer. God is my healer, is my deliverer, is my doctor. I am not sick, Satan. You are sick. Demons are sick. Evil spirits, witches and wizards are sick. I'm not poor. I'm rich in Christ. Greater is he than is in me. Christ was rich in glory, but he came into this world and became poor that I might become rich. So you can't put that poverty on me, okay? You can't put that on me. So he released the word of God. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Pull the trigger. And he hit the devil 3 times. And the Bible says that the devil ran away. And the angels came down and ministered to Jesus Christ. Matthew's Gospel chapter 4, from verse 1 to 10. If you don't have that kind of faith, you will know how to use the word of God. You need to have faith in God. You need to have faith in the word of God. You need to have faith in the word. You got to release the word. You got to speak the word. And God watches over that word to perform it. That word is the sword of the spirit. It is the offensive weapon of the believer. When you release the word of God, it goes forth and pierces the devil. And the devil runs away. He resists the devil and he will flee. James chapter 4 verse 7, resist. The word resist is a military terminology. Resist the devil. You resist and then he will flee. If you don't resist, he's not going to flee. He's stubborn devil. So you got to have faith. As a mustard seed, to say to this mountain, be thou removed. And if you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. The third chapter of the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, the faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. You haven't seen it, but you believe it. Oh yes, Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter of the Bible. And in that chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about all the men of faith, the women of faith, talks about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, talks about Moses, talks about all the great men of faith. So faith has made people great. Oh yes. Faith made people great. So the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible commends them and praises them, and the Bible spoke well of the heroes of faith. These are the heroes of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, named them one by one, talked about Daniel, talked about Joshua, talked about Caleb, talked about all the great men and women of God. You need to put your name at least. My name should be in that list. Men of faith, heroes of faith, people who demonstrated faith. and the scripture describes them as winners, overcomers, more than conquerors. That's who we should be. We are not supposed to be, you know, weaklings and people who don't have the touch of God in their lives, people who are not accomplishing anything for Christ, people who are not doing anything for God. The Bible is not praising them. Scripture praised the Berean Christians. The Berean Christians, they went home to cross-check all the things the Apostle Paul has taught them, whether it be so. And of course, it was so. So there are people, the word of God we pray, we commend them. In Acts 6, verse 5, men full of faith were handpicked. In Acts 6, verse 5, full of faith. That was in the scripture. Men of dignity and integrity. And that word meant full of faith. Not full with unbelief. Because unbelief will lead to failure. That was why Jesus Christ never took people who don't have faith with him. If you look at the scripture, each time Jesus wanted to perform a miracle, he wanted to do something great, he would take Peter, John, and James. He would take the men of faith, those who have faith. And he would take those into confidence. But he will leave the other people behind. I don't know whether they have faith or not, but Jesus will always speak Peter, John, and James, more of the time. These are people who have the same faith, people who move by faith, walk by faith. So the faith is linked. There is a link in the faith, and because there is a link, they can work together. Agreement, the power of agreement. If two of you shall agree as touching a thing, I will do it. Now, if you carry on believing believer alone, you are in trouble. Because when you say amen, somebody did not say amen. And then there is trouble. You know? Faith walketh by love. If you don't have love, you don't have faith. The love of God must be in you for your faith to walk. Faith without works is dead. You say you have faith and you are not doing anything to make things happen. Okay, you cannot say that you have faith and you are not doing things. Oh yes, faith without works is dead. There must be something you must do. Corresponding actions. You must do things to make your faith work. You have faith and you are not walking by faith. You are not living by faith. You are not doing things by faith. That faith is not working. And it's the reason many people say that the faith is not working. So we're not going to go by faith. And because they are not walking in love, you know, they are not putting action, corresponding action to their faith. If you have faith, then you will act faith. Faith is an act. It's an action. It's not just a fact. Faith is not just a fact. It is an action. It is something you do that brings God into operation. You cannot say you have faith and then you're lying down all day long. You are not crazy. You are not doing things. You know, faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. So you must match your faith with corresponding actions. You must do things. You must do things that God we honor, that we put God into action. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We Christians, we believers, we servants of God, we walk by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We live by faith. That walk means live. See, because this is the fifth time that word is occurring. The just shall live by faith. Now here, he didn't use the just. Now say, we walk by faith, not by sight. Walk, live. The word walk means live. We live by faith and not by sight. We haven't seen it, but we believe it. What is the guarantee that 2022 will be a prosperous year? You are trusting God to make 2022 a prosperous year. So you believe it, you confess it, you speak it, you say it, and you are walking towards it. That brings it to physical manifestation. So the just shall walk by faith, we live by faith, not by sight. We don't see to believe. We believe to see. You don't see it and then you believe it. You believe to see what God is going to do. You trust, you have confidence, you have hope that God is going to do this. And so when you have that belief and trust and confidence and hope, then you have put God into action by your faith, by your belief, your trust. It works. I've been living by faith, living by trusting God, because I can't say I'm depending on anything other than God. Even the medication people take, if God is not going to walk through that, it's going to be failure. Because I have met people who said, if not God, this wouldn't have happened. If God came in, God showed up. Oh yeah, those are men and women of faith. When people talk like that, I know these are men of faith. Because this is medication. And then you took the medication, and then you trust the medication to cure you. That's not wrong. It's not wrong that you trusted the medication. But if God is not involved, that medication will mean nothing. Because people have taken medications upon medications upon medications, and yet no hope. And after they took medication, and yet no hope, all hope is gone. When you take medication without Jesus interfering, then all hope was gone. Faith without works is dead. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. As on the name of Jesus, I say. Hello?
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
I didn't hear anything. I was on the phone, but I didn't hear anything. I sent a text to you because I didn't hear any sound. I'm just hearing it now. I think you had it. I don't know, but it was no sound on it. But that's fine.
Yeah, there was a mechanical problem. I just solved it now.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Hallelujah. Yeah, so welcome, Pastor Vanessa. She's going to give us some songs, some praise, and then we shall continue. Sorry, please, there was some technical issues, but we just got it solved now. We got it resolved. So everything
Amen.
Is okay now. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. As we go into Happy New Year to everyone, all the listeners on the broadcast, we just thank God for another year. The Bible says that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we're here in the land of the living, and we just want to surrender everything that we have to the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to minister music. To Jesus, I surrender. To Him I surrender. I surrender and trust Him in His presence.
Let the Savior
surrender.
Hallelujah. We surrender it all to you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we surrender
we
it all to
all
you,
the Jesus.
As we go into the new year, we thank you, Lord, that we can surrender everything to the Lord. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. And we have to surrender everything to him. You know, because God, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Glory to God. And so we can just thank God that he has the future in his hands. And we can surrender our family. We can surrender our health. We can surrender our children. We can surrender our jobs, everything that we have, we can surrender to God.
Yes.
Because that's what he wants. He wants he said, a broken and contrite heart, he will not despise that. He looks forward to the humble coming to him and surrendering everything that we have to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to sing another song, another selection. Amen. Abide with me. Abide with me, fast fall the Avent high, and darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail incomplete, help of the heavenly hope, abide with me. With you close our life's little day, earth joys grow dim, its glory pass away, change and decay in all around I see. Oh, thou who changes not, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour, above thy grace. All the tempter's power, who like thyself make guidance they can be. Though cloud and sunshine, oh, abide with me. Abide with me, and cause the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comfort sleep, help of a heavenly hope, abide with me. Abide with me, abide with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you that you abide us. Lord, you said you would never leave us and that you would never forsake us, but you would be with us always, even until the end of time. So he says, that he would come and sup with us. If we would, we would open up the door. He said, and if you open up that, if he knocks on that door and you open it up, he would come in and he would sup with you. That means he would fellowship. He is with us and he abides with us. Amen. And we just thank the Lord as we go into 2022 that the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator of the universe, is abiding with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I wanted to just encourage everyone today about New Year's. You know, this is another year, 2022. First and Second Corinthians chapter 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So for us, we are new creations in Christ Jesus. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that old nature, that old man died. It was crucified with Christ. And we have been resurrected with Jesus to a new creation. So, you know, this is a new year, 2022. And 2021 is all gone, and people make a lot of resolutions. Lots of times they make resolutions about not smoking anymore, losing weight, you know, trying to earn more money and get a better job, or, you know, things like that. But a lot of times those resolutions, they just fail because God is more interested in, and most of the things that we make resolutions are for our circumstances and things that we want. And there's nothing wrong with that because God wants us to have good things. He says, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright before me. But when we make these resolutions, God is more concerned about our character more than anything else. You know, a lot of times the Bible says that we ask, but we don't receive because we ask amiss, because we're asking with the wrong motives. And we have to make sure that when we ask God for something, that we have the right motives. It's not just to benefit ourselves, but it is to benefit one of, you know, other people. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So we got to know what God's will is for our life. God wants us to have good things, but God is more interested in than building our character more than anything else. Because that scripture in Matthew 6:33 says, keep seeking the kingdom of God first, and all these other things will be to you.
Yes.
And see, the problem that most people have about resolutions that they're making and the reason they're making them is because they want to, achieve results that they desire. But first they got it, like that scripture says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Renew your mind to the way God wants you to think. So you got to start changing the way you think. Glory to God. That's what Philippians says. It says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. What would Christ Jesus think about the resolutions that you're making? And so for us to receive any kind of success in our life, we got to know what the mind of Christ is. What does God want for us? What does he want? Because every person here on this earth was born with a purpose and a destiny. And that's what you really want to know. Lord, what am I here for? What do you want me to do? What is your, you know, destiny and purpose for my life? You know, not just to get a new house, not just to get more money, not just to get a bigger and a nicer car. Those are nice things, and I'm not saying anything wrong with that. But God is more concerned about building our character. Are we hearing from God? Are we having the wrong reasons why we want certain things? Because God looks at our hearts, and he sees the motives of our hearts. And a lot of time, our hearts are not right. You know, David cried out, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. You know, God wants us to live lives that's rich. He wants us to live, because he said that, abundant lives. Because he said, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. But we got to just make sure that we're doing everything we're doing to please God and not hindering God from pouring out his blessings upon us. And I sometimes, like I said, our hearts are not right when we're asking for certain things. So we got to make sure to make good resolutions. And that's the way to do that, is to start off by knowing what God's will for our life is. Amen? And God's will for us to be sanctified. His will is for us to be holy. And he said, you must be holy. And holiness is godliness, glory to God. And that's his desire, that we would become more. In the Bible, in Genesis, it says he created us in his image, in his likeness. And God is a holy God. So we've got to learn to be holy. Whatever we do, whatever we desire, we need to make sure that we're living a holy life. That our character is lining up to the word of God. That our attitude is lining up with the word of God, glory to God. We are new creations. Old things that we used to do, they're passed away. And everything is new. Our fellowship is new. Our communion with God is new. That old man, I'm not saying that it's completely gone because it still sticks around, but the Bible says that we have been crucified, hallelujah, with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And but that old corpse still tries to, you know, go around with us, and we have to let that body and that flesh know what it's going to do because it tries to take control. You know, even Paul said in Romans 7:19, he said, for the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not do, that I practice. So Paul's saying that even though he knows that the thing that he's doing is not right, he does it. And sometimes that happens in our lives because, you know, we're still in the flesh, and that flesh tries to take over. But we have the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Peter asked him, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? We need the Holy Spirit in our lives that's going to guide us and keep us from doing the things that the flesh would want to do. So, you know, one of the New Year's resolutions should be to get closer to God, to read the word on a daily basis, to study, to show yourself approved, and ask God to change your character more than anything else, more than focusing on your circumstances for a better job, a better house, or whatever, whatever. You need to focus on how God wants to relate to your character, not your circumstances, your character. That's what God wants. He wants you to be like him. You can do it because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. So our inner being is being renewed day by day by the word of God, glory to God. And that's when we need to get into the word of God on a daily basis and get renewed in the word, you know, because that's how we get stronger. And that's how faith is built. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God wants us to trust him with every aspect of our lives. He wants us to trust him. We don't have to worry about the things of this world because the Bible says the things in this world, everything in this world is passing away. But his kingdom is the only thing that's going to last. And he wants you to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first before you do anything else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man. So we want to just continue as we go through this year. We want to make sure we put God first and be focused on our character more than anything else, building a godly character. Amen? And getting closer and closer to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we thank God. We have Bishop Barry Davis online, and she's going to share with us whatever God laid in her heart. Welcome, Honorable Bishop Barry Davis of the Global Evangelism. God has been using her mightily. She has been to Africa on mission, and she runs prayer meetings also, doing evangelism, and we can get her life. She's going to share with us whatever God laid out. Before she shares, I just want to sing a song. I just want to sing a song, and then Bishop Barry is going to take over. The song says, Jesus now, more than ever, we are sailing in stormy weather. All his children Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All the children to come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Jesus now more than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather. All the children to come together. Lord, we need Jesus now more than ever. Over to you,
Amen.
Your Barry.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Almighty God, we come before you at this time, Lord God, just giving you all praise, Lord God.
Yes.
Giving
yes,
you all
Lord.
Glory, Father God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father,
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning, Father. And
yes.
To a brand new year, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God. Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
we thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Father
you.
God, we just praise you, Lord God. We adore you, Father. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God. Our Jehovah
yes.
Jireh. Our Jehovah Shalom. Our Jehovah Nishi. Our El
Shaddai. Yes,
oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we come before your almighty heavenly throne this afternoon, Lord God. Just giving you all praise and giving you all glory, Lord God. And honoring, Father God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Honoring you, Father, for your instruction manual, Lord God. Honoring you, Father, that you gave up your only begotten Son. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have faith. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus, that
Amen.
You are a Father, God of grace, Lord, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Oh, Lord
Amen.
God, we trust you, Father, in the name,
thank
Lord
you.
Jesus. Oh, we thank
Amen.
You, Lord
Amen.
God, for the fivefold ministry. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for
Amen.
This ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord
Amen.
God, we come before you, Father, as I
thank
decrease,
you.
Lord God, increase in me in deliverance of your word. In Jesus' matchless and mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. We come today because we are talking about some important things. The sister gave us some important nuggets a few moments ago, and we thank the Lord for her. We thank the Lord for all that she has taught us in the name of
yes.
Jesus. We thank
Amen.
You for Archbishop Stephen John that is constantly a teacher of God's word. He walks
yes.
and preaches God's word. We thank the Lord God for his ministry. And I come before
yes.
you as a leader in God's kingdom, as your sister in Christ, to talk to you about this war of faith. This is the only war that God has us responsible for fighting. We've got to fight this war of faith. You got to know God. You got to know God without any doubt, because faith is being sure of the substance, what we hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. See, without faith, it's absolutely impossible to please God.
Yes.
But he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We can find that in God's word in Hebrews 11:6. We can also lean on God's word, which is our instruction manual that talks about faith. We can find this in Romans 3:22, and it says, we are made right in God's sight when we trust Jesus Christ to make and take away our sins. And we all can be saved in this same way, no matter who we are or what we have done. See, we got to think about this thing about faith. Even when the circumstances and the storms are tough, we got to know that our God got us, and he does. He's a provider. He does. He has given us that mustard seed of faith, and that seed of faith must grow, and it must grow as you live this life on earth, but walking as a disciple of Christ. See, the woman with the issue of blood, she knew that if she touched it, if she touched Jesus' garment, she knew she was going to be made whole. She knew it. We can go to Matthew 9:21-22 and read about it once we are off air. Jesus touched Peter's mother-in-law in Matthew 8:14-15. It all has to do with the faith. See, they knew without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus was going to heal in the name of Jesus. When Jesus laid hands on his disciples in Matthew 17:7-8, his faith. We've got to know that what we believe in is we're believing in God. We're believing in God, our Almighty Father, without a shadow of a doubt. See, all of us desire more faith. And we can have it by developing a loving relationship with our Lord and Savior. Is it not true that we trust and have faith in people we know, and that we have even more faith in them when we have developed a personal loving relationship? See, that's what we have to do with God, our Father. We've got to build and continue a trusting relationship. It's a personal connection with someone of good character that causes us to have faith. And with our Heavenly Father, he has perfect character. He already loves us. Does it make sense to exercise the measure of faith that we already have and let it grow? See, faith is like a muscle. It grows when it's exercised. We got to exercise that faith in order for it to grow in God. We've got to exercise. That means use it, walk it, live it, be a disciple of Christ, allow it to grow. Faith grows when we receive more and more of God's love and give him more and more of our love. It becomes a wonderful cycle of love and faith. All of this is expressed in a sentence that we find in Galatians 5:6, through love. Now, we got to look at faith. Now, faith is utilized as a verb, an action verb. That means we got to exercise. We got to be God's hands, feet, and mouthpiece in order for our faith to continually, grow. We need to be able to communicate with Christ. We got to be able to rely on him, knowing that no matter what that situation or circumstance looks like, God's got us. He's got us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, we need to trust in God. We got to trust in him.
Yes.
No doubt, trust in God. We need to be a disciple in Christ, as you've heard me just speak of. Being a disciple in Christ is being just like Jesus, having the character of him, living and walking his word, being able to know the difference in what man does and what God does. You got to know this. And in order for you to know this, you got to study that instruction manual called the Bible. See, that Bible is given to us for a purpose. It can heal us. It's an instruction manual. It gives us the things that God know we need. We have to continually help one another. We got to go and listen to God's word. Sit in Bible study to study his word. Ask God for revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
And utilizing faith.
Yes.
We need to be able to see God's presence when he's before us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When a situation or a circumstance comes forward or
happens
to appear in your life during hardship, we got to press through prayer, knowing that prayer changes things.
Our God is good.
Yes, we've got to be able to stand on
God's
word.
My name is Reverend Evalo Biokoro.
Jesus raised the dead by touching them.
I am the pastor of Peace Baptist Church.
The hand of God touched Job. In
Job 19:21, in Satellite community.
We've got to know that we can touch Jesus.
Be God's disciple. Go out and serve God's children. Hear his word.
Okay, somebody's
on. Bring more of God's children into knowing who he is by serving him. Bringing him through Romans 10:9. Making them a disciple in Christ. We've got to be able to come before God's children and speak the word of God.
Hallelujah.
We need to know. We need to know that as we are walking in faith, that God will take care of you, allowing your faith to grow through his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So through God's word, we are walking his word. We are sharing his word. In Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11 and Hebrews 10:38, it talks all about the faith that I've been speaking to you at this very moment. Every decision shows or reveals your faith or your fear. Think about that. Every decision that you make. See, life is simply the experiences of your decisions that's created for you. Those are decisions that are created for you. Are you going to have faith in God, to God to carry you through whatever those decisions are, to direct your path? We have to understand that every decision reveals your faith. Every decision or your fear. Every decision you make reveals your faith or your fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your faith is working for you every moment of your life.
Yes.
Every moment. Continue to praise and worship God. Continue that.
Amen.
The weapon of wisdom assures you that you will follow God's direction when you have faith in him. Pray that you can hear God. Pray that you will follow and fulfill the purpose that he has created for you in your life.
Amen.
Continue to pray. Continue to walk in God's word. Continue to allow God to direct your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So So as I continually speak to you, I want you to know that it's very important for you to be obedient. Obedience is the only proof of faith. Obedience simplifies your entire life to the Holy Spirit, to Father God, our authority. Obedience authorizes divine rewards of our God and our relationship with Him. It launches a full reward system. God is fascinated by obedience and faith. Remember, obedience is the only proof of faith, and faith is simply confidence in God. Go to Numbers 23:19. It simply explains it to you. Having what? Confidence in God is faith.
Amen. Amen.
As we digest these teachings on faith today, as we start our new year, we want to start our new year trusting God. We want to start this new year with that faith, wherever it's standing.
Yeah,
on the moral compass, wherever it's standing on God's compass, allow it to grow as you're growing. Allow God to take over the driver's seat of your life through living by faith. Allow God to direct your path as you allow Him to steer your family, to steer your decisions, to steer
Hallelujah.
How you live, to steer your purpose.
Yes.
Get
Hallelujah.
Out of the way.
Yes.
Allow God. Let this be your first day in allowing God to sit in the driver's seat of your life. Pray that God will sit in the driver's seat of your children's lives. Of those that He directs you to minister to or to share His word. Allow God to carry you through this in time. Allow God to direct your path, to keep the blood of Jesus painted on the doorpost of your life.
Hallelujah.
As we continue to go through the year of 2020 and years to come, just know that God is the creator and our promised redeemer. Know that God is our high priest. Know that He will and will always deliver you. He is our healer. You got to have faith and trust in God. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that God will carry you through.
Amen.
He's
Hallelujah.
The only one. He's the prophet, the priest, and the king. Just know that having faith relieves you from the pressures and the struggles and strife. They may be there, but God will carry you through it. Allow God to be in your heart and your mind and your soul. Love
Hallelujah.
It to a passionate level. Allow faith to overthrow you. Allow faith to always digest your thoughts. Allow it to digest your thoughts. Allow God to take over your life and your family.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. He's the protector.
Amen.
Of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise Him. When those thoughts of doubt come to mind, you know that through faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
You know that God got your back. Jesus was the creator, the action part of God. We need to know that faith will carry us through. Amen?
Amen.
Let's put a prayer in our mouths. Let's pray for this world, this entire world, this nation, this unto a generation. Go to the book of Acts. Let's pray for this end time. Let's pray that our faith will continually grow.
Amen.
Jesus sitting in the driver's seat of our lives. Amen?
Amen.
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 God be the glory. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we are blessed.
Amen.
To have Pastor Reverend Akimute Biokorovalo from Nigeria. He's the pastor of Peace Baptist Church, Sapele Delta State, Nigeria. He's on air with us. He's going to share whatever God lay in his heart. Let's enjoy him. And I tell you, he's a blessing. God is moving in his ministry over there in Nigeria. So getting saved, people getting healed, people blessed by the power of God. And today we have him on this radio broadcast. He's ready now to share with us. Over to you, Brother Valo.
Archbishop, I'm very grateful.
Yes.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. Righty, I'm Reverend Valo Biokoro of Samute from Nigeria, the pastor of Peace Baptist Church Sapele here in Delta State, Nigeria. I still want to share with us on the same topic, the just shall live by faith. We know faith is the substance of our belief. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Faith is the base of the Christian life we live. Without faith, our Christian life cannot stand the test of time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We know what we see today. All over the world today, we know what we see. It appears the issue that the issues around us, everything has turned around in a different dimension, that people no longer stand by truth. And by this, those who are in faith, many tend to compromise and shift ground onto what others are doing. But the word of God tonight that we are hearing and that we are about to hear is telling us that it is only by faith with which only by faith we can please the Lord. And when we please the Lord,
Amen.
The Lord himself
Amen.
Will be pleased
by
with
faith.
Us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
I want to take it bit by bit. The first passage, the passage we are reading, the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, that we are building on. If you look at that passage, there are three major dimensions of it. The area of the just shall live by faith. And the Lord God by his sword also said also in that part that if any man should withdraw.
Any man,
faith,
amen, any man.
Any man should withdraw. Another part of it talks again, telling us about the soul of God that will be displeased when we withdraw as his children.
That's
Praise
right.
God.
Amen.
These are Christians.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah, his phone.
Hello?
He's going to come back in. Meanwhile, I'm going to sing a song.
While we're
expecting to come back in, his song says, "Turn it over to Jesus." Turn it over to Jesus.
Jesus. Yes.
Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile the rest of your days. Turn it over to Jesus.
May the Lord's name be praised.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. I'm back on air. The passage you have in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Praise God. The just is the unpretentious person. is that one that we do the thing accordingly how the word of God has said it. The just is that one that will be ready to follow the instruction, the laid down rules that the Lord and his word has laid down for us to follow. The just is the uncompromising children of God. The just is that one that will focus his or our mind on the things above and not just on the things below. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I have some scriptural passages with us tonight. Today, right here in Nigeria, we're in the night. I know in the U.S. it should be on the day. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Can we read out? I want to read with us the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. When you look at that passage, the Bible said the same thing as Hebrews chapter 10, verse 8 said. At the end part of it, the scripture said that the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
Without faith, no man can please the Lord.
That is true.
It is with faith we walk with the Lord.
Amen.
It is with faith we connect with our Maker.
Yes.
Definitely we have not seen him with our eyes, but we receive his word by faith. And
yes.
By this faith, we live in his presence. By faith, we can manifest his glory. By faith, we can manifest his power. In this world that we live in today, there are a lot of things that discourages the children of God. Over here, right here in Nigeria, a lot of depressions, hardship, difficulties. But it is only by faith that the children of God can stand the test of time.
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the issue of faith, in our life cannot be overemphasized, because without faith, we cannot be where we ought to be in the Lord. Faith
That's
is the substance of our being in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now,
Amen.
I want us to look at a scripture in the book of Romans chapter 17, 1 verse 17. The same thing the scripture will tell us there in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 17. As we look at the scripture together, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, the word of the Lord says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
So as we live in this world that is full of pervert, full of evil, full of all sorts of immoralities, we should stand firm by our faith. And now, what is faith? The word faith. Faith means firmness. Firmness in his word. Faith means fidelity. Being faithful, steadfast in his word. Faith also
yes.
means to be steady. So we Christians in this present generation should be steady in the word of God.
Yeah.
I have told people in several occasions, the prophecy you need in your life is in his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophecy you need in your life is in his word. The blessings you need in your life is in his word. The direction you need in your life is in God's word. The leadership you need in your life is in God's word. Everything a man requires in life is embedded in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Somebody.
Yes.
So when we hold on our faith to the word
Hallelujah.
Of God and all his faith concerning us, we will stand the test of time. Praise God,
yes.
somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want us to look at the second part of what I'm looking at in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. If any man should withdraw, if That is the statement we are looking at again. Now, let's look at book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. In the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6, we'll see what the Lord, what of the Lord says over there. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift,
yes,
and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, verse 5 will say, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Verse 6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him an open to an open shame. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, if any man should fall, and you look at this passage we have just read, it looks impossible to bring back some people who have gone deep in the Lord and they fall again. Because the word of God is telling us here that when we fall, we are already departed from him.
Mm-hmm.
In this world, it's full of sorrow, it's full of pain, it's full of tribulations. So this issue of faith, we should cling our faith to him who is our provider, who gives us breath of life, who gives us health, who makes us to achieve the things we are able to achieve in life. Our source is from our Lord, our God in heaven that made everything. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
somebody. Praise,
yes,
Master Jesus. Now,
amen.
What is the Lord saying? If we fall, he said that his soul will not be pleased with us. His soul, what is the soul of the Lord in this passage? His soul is talking about the breath of life, that he breathed a man from the foundation of creation of man. That is the spirit of God that dwells in man. He said that his soul will not be pleased with us. He is our father, he is our maker. We to live a life that will please him at all times. A life that will give him glory at all times. Not a life that will bring shame and reproach to his holy name. God is holy. There is no evil found in him. Therefore, we as his children, we should live the life of Christ and live the life of holiness. A life that will please God and a life that will glorify God even here on earth. Praise God.
Amen.
He says, my soul will not be pleased in him. Who is that him? The one that will not stand firm. Who is that him? The one that will not be steadfast in the word of the Lord. The just shall only live by faith, because it is by only faith, by only faith that we can please the Lord, our maker. God,
yes,
is looking at us. He's calling on us that we should be closer with him. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, the scripture says, come unto me, no matter how grievous your sin may be. Come, let us reason together. If your sin may be as red as crimson, come, I will make them as white as snow. He invites,
amen,
us to his table of dialogue so that we will remain in him and we never miss track from him. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
Tonight, here in Nigeria, it's night. I'm only saying tonight. At the moment, I want us to know that our faith in God is the key to our daily living, is the key to our daily success, is the key to our daily achievement, our advancement, and everything that happens to us. Our daily life depends on our faith in him. As we cling our faith on him, God will establish his glory, his presence in our lives. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to look at the Bible again, the book of Psalm. If you look at the book of Psalm, division 5, verse 4, and also book of Psalm, division 14, verse 147, verse 11, I want to read chapter 5, verse 4, the book of Psalm, first of all. Then we'll go to chapter 147, verse 11. Can I read verse 5, chapter 5, verse 4? Verse 4, we say, "For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in, thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell in thee." This is our God. He is not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. So the moment wickedness is found in us, the woman wickedness is found in man, the moment wickedness is found in your life, God cannot associate himself with such a one anymore. He will quietly depart himself, detach himself from such a one. Therefore, we as his children, by faith, we need to eschew every form of wickedness by living a life that is pleasing to the Lord God Almighty, so that we will not be detached from him, because he hates evil. He doesn't behold evil with his eyes. He wants to see righteousness arising in us all the moment and every day of our lives. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want us to look at the book of Psalm 147. Psalm 147, verse 11. Psalm 147, verse 11. "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy." The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. He also takes pleasure in those that hope in his mercy, because it is by his mercy that we sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hallelujah. Praise after Jesus.
Please,
the Lord, when we take pleasure in him, when we fear him, when we reverence him, when we worship him from the depth of our heart in spirit and in truth, the Lord will take pleasure in us. When the Lord takes pleasure in a man, the Lord is pleased to bless that man. Hallelujah, somebody. I want us to look at the book of Psalm, division 149, verse 4 also. Psalm 149, verse 4. Let's look at that passage together again and see what the Lord has to say there. Psalm, division 149, verse 4 says, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation." Hallelujah. The Lord take a pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with his salvation. When the Lord takes pleasure in those that love him, he will always bring beauty into your life. When the Lord takes pleasure in you because you love him, he will always make your life beautiful. A Nigerian singer by the name Sinai sang a song, and she said, "He made my life be so beautiful. He made my life so beautiful." Why will the Lord make your life so beautiful? Because you take pleasure in him. Because you reverence him. Because you love him. When you love him, it means you are already keeping his commandments and his words that he has spoken. When you love him, it means the Lord's love is upon your life also. And he said, "We make them beautiful and with his salvation." I love the word salvation. The word salvation means all-round deliverance. Deliverance from sin, deliverance from oppression, deliverance from depression, deliverance from difficulties, deliverance for every kind of troubles of life you can mention. That is what the word salvation stands for. But basically, deliverance from the bondage of sin. When a man is delivered from the bondage of sin, the hand of the Lord will be established in that man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So the righteous can only live. The just can only live by faith. It is only by faith we can find salvation in nowhere else except in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only in him can we find salvation. You take our faith in him, we produce every desire of our hearts. Your faith in him will grant you all the hard desires of your life. Everything you have been hoping for, as you cling your faith in the Lord, they shall manifest in your life. In this new year, 2022, it is the hope, it is the mind of God that every believer, every child, as many that will come to him at this moment, will cling their faith in him, and he shall establish his purpose in the life of his people. This is a generation of them that seek him. When we seek him, we should know that he will also release all those things that will make our life beautiful, that will make our life pleasant, that will make our life sweet. The Lord will not be pleased that we serve him and complain. We serve him and murmur. No, God wants us to serve him, and we should be, as we serve him, we shall be full with his joy all the days of our life. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I pray for somebody today, as you hook your faith in the Lord, you will not be disappointed.
Amen.
Your faith will produce patience. Your faith will produce blessings. Your faith will produce righteousness. Your faith will produce uplifting. Your faith will produce every kind of blessings that your life requires. Your faith will produce joy unending in you. Your faith will make people to know that you serve the living God, because there shall be the evidence of the gospel in your life. Your faith will make men, we attract men to God, because they want to know what makes you joyful. They want to know what makes you happy. They want to know what is the secret of the goodness of your life, because you have your faith in the Lord, and your faith will bring men into the kingdom of the Lord. Let's hook up our faith on the Lord, and we shall be satisfied. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. His goodness will be up over your life, and his grace shall be all over your plans, all over your journeys, all over everything about your life. The Lord will be with you, will preserve you, will keep you. The Lord will protect you. He will not allow you to fall. He will allow your faith to remain and never to fail. So shall it be for you, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Man of God, Reverend Man of, give us your phone number, because some people might like to call you. Sometimes people want to travel to Nigeria. They might want to visit your church. Your church, name of your church and your church address in Nigeria and your phone number. Let's have them, because many people need to know you.
All right. Thank you, sir. My name is Reverend Valor Okemute Biokoro. I am here in Nigeria. I'm in Delta State, Nigeria, in the city of Sapele, and in the community called Otonyasere in Sapele. My church is Peace Baptist Church. Peace Baptist Church. And you can reach me on WhatsApp on this number, with the Nigeria dialing code, +234 70 36 37 31 55. +234 70 36 37 31 55. And my email number, email address is pstvalor@gmail.com. pstvalor@gmail.com. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes. There's a question. I want you to answer this question. What do you feel about Nigeria right now? As a man of God, do you think Nigeria will recover from all these problems going on? And what do you want Christians all over the world? Christians all over the world to do for Nigeria. You want us to be praying for Nigeria, or what? What's going on over there now? Tell us about Nigeria.
Okay. In the first place, I want to thank you for that question because it's very relevant at this point in time, and it's good that the world should know what is happening in Nigeria and also to pray along with us. We need prayers earnestly. Nigeria is in a pathetic situation at the moment, even though the government may not want the world to know what exactly is happening in the nation, but it's in a very pitiable situation. In the northeast of Nigeria, the insecurity level there is kind of overwhelming in the sense that you can't travel from one city to another in the northeast. We have the bandits all over the place. We have the terrorists of ISWAP and Boko Haram all over the place. And in the west, we have agitations of those who want to leave the nation to form their own nation. In the east, we have same because of corruption that has engulfed the nation from generations past up to now that has not gotten a cure. Nigeria is in a difficult situation. Nigerians are living in difficulty, and the cost of things here are so high. You can know that from the difference between the American dollar and the Nigerian naira. You can exchange. You see, the exchange rate is so far. An American dollar will be changed here in Nigeria with a sum of 500 or something naira. You know what that means. So things are difficult in every sphere and in every part of the living in Nigeria. So I will ask the world that please join us in prayers. All hope is not lost. We still believe in God. We have no other nation to run to. We still believe in God to remedy the situation. So when people pray with us, we believe God one day that his salvation will rest upon the nation, except the area of the leadership, pulling out all the corrupt leaders we have and bringing in righteous men to enthrone the power seat of Nigeria, that people will rejoice according to the scriptures. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we thank God for that. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the issue about Nigeria. Keep on praying for them and want to send support. Feel free to call our number and then whatever support you want to send to them to help, let us know. Or
yeah,
you can dial Pastor Valo directly and help them any way you can. I know God will bless you for doing that.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody who participated in this program.
Yeah.
We want to thank God for you, and God will bless you and reward all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward this email to everyone. We're going to email it, tweet it, text it out, and share it with everyone so that they will hear the word, and the word of God will be a blessing to them in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
As we go through 2022, I'm believing God that we shall all be victorious, we shall all be triumphant,
yeah,
we shall all be,
yeah,
successful in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Reverend Okemute Balobiokoro for participating all the way from,
yeah,
Nigeria. He died in and was able to share the word of God with us. God bless you.
Yeah.
And bless your church.
Thank you,
God.
Yes,
thank God for Bishop Barry Davis and the woman of God, Pastor Vanessa, Ali, and every one of you. God bless you all. Thank you so much for your cooperation.
Thank you so much.
We love and want you.
Yeah.
And for the listeners worldwide, we want to say God bless you for being with us at this time. The Lord reward you abundantly. This is the first day of the year. We pray that all your days of this year shall be happy days and prosperous days and victorious and blessed days and nights for every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. At the same time next week, we're going to have this program again. God bless you for participating. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah.